Now the Mishnah says, Ha'koineis tzoin ladir. If you bring your sheep into the corral, v'noil b'foneho, corral, and you close it the right way. Corral always means like a shmira p'chusa. It means just you watched it from a ruach mitzuyah. You did a normal locking to it. That's called corral. You closed it with a normal lock, a normal door, that could withstand a normal wind. Even though a ruach she'ena mitzuyah would knock it down, but that's enough, your potter. The yotzer v'zeika potter. Now your animal breaks loose and goes out and does damage, your potter. That's called, you watched it, you made a shmir on your animal, and therefore you put it. Like Rashi says, he watched his shore, what should he do now that it went out and do damage? What about the loy noya b'fonei karo? Let's say he did not close the gate well, he did not close the corral good, and that even a ruach mitzuyah could break it. The yotzer v'zeika, now your animal goes out and does damage, chayiv. Avad yechayiv, it's your shore. If it's a town, yechayiv chatinezik. If it's a mood, yechayiv nezik sholem. Because you didn't watch it. What about nifritzo balayla? Let's say your animal breaks loose at night. Or shepratzu listim. Or else robbers come at night and make a hole in the gate. V'yotzo, and the animal goes out, v'zeik and does damage. Potter, you're potter, because you called an onus. And as far as you're concerned, last night when you left the corral, it was closed, locked well, there was a good shmir on it. Now in the middle of the night, that nifritzo balayla, the animal broke loose, or there came a pirtzo, that the wall broke down in the middle of the night, that's an onus, therefore you put it. And Tanya speaks out, the Chiddush is here, that the gate broke down at night time. Because if it would have broke at daytime, then you'd be chayiv. Because by daytime, most probably you would find out about it. So then you're supposed to go fast and fix the gate. But now that it happened at night time, you don't find out about it, therefore it's called like an onus, therefore you put it. What's going to be Haitziyuhu listed? Let's say listim take it out, listim come in, and then they take the animal out of the corral. So lochar is then listim chayovim. Since the listim did like a maisa gzela, they mamish took it out of the corral, they have kinyonim gzela, it's like in their rishus right now. So if the animal now goes out and does damage, they are considered like the bal hashor, and they have to pay for the damage that happens to it. They have a kinyon gzela in it, therefore they put it. Bashenka in the first case, where Shepertsu listim, where the listim just broke down the wall, and the animals went out by themselves, they're the listim apota. Even though they're a pasher of the listim, but they don't have a kinyan. Like the animal never became theirs. They true broke down the wall, but the mice of the animal went out by itself, so therefore both the bala asher is potter, and the ganav is potter. But here where the ganav makes the mice of Geneva, and then the shore goes out, the ganav, the gazlin is chayah for the hezek. What about Tonicho Bechama? Let's say the owner of the shore left his shore in the sun, and you know the sun bothers him. He got wild because of the sun. Rashi says, Metzara lo shimsha, the sun bothers the animal. Therefore, you should know it's not enough not to leave him with a normal lock, because you know since he's wild because he's in pain, he's going to break loose. Or else, shemosro lecher shait of a kotim, or else you gave over your shore to a cher shait of a kotim to watch it. Which you know means nothing. They don't know how to lock the door. For giving it to them is just like he left it open. Therefore, the yotzer v'zeika chayiv. Now the animal goes. And the first case is that you left him in the sun. Even though you closed the door with a normal closing that could be watched from a ruach mitzuyah, still here you chayiv. You're not called an onus. Because you know if you left him in pain, he's going to be, move around. He's going to try and jump loose. So therefore, it's a kamat vade, he's going to break loose. Therefore, it's not called a good shmirah. Or else you'll be given to a cherish strength of a cut, and also it's not called you made a shmira, you know they're going to let him go out, therefore you're chayiv. It's called you're pasheya. Mosra l'roya. Let's say you give over your flock, you give over your sheep to a shepherd to watch. Halacha is nichnas haroya tachtav. He's like a shayman now. So he asks you for the shore. If the shore does damage, he has to pay for it. Rashi is chayiv in his zokin. If your shore does damage, the shepherd, he's chayiv, he's like a shomer, he takes responsibility. Noflo legina venenis. Let's say your animal, even let's say by shaygeg, or your anonis, it falls that you have an animal on your roof, and by accident he falls off your roof and lands into the next neighbor's yard, neighbor's garden there. So noflo legina, he fell onto somebody else's garden. Venenis, and he had enjoyment there. So the lochar is mashalemes mashanenis. You only have to pay according to how much enjoyment your animal had. For the damage that your animal did, your potter, it's like an onus that your animal fell off the roof. But our kofon, if your animal had enjoyed it, yechayim for the nena. And Rashi says, noflagina means voinus. Migag baila, you had your animal top of your roof. And an oinus happened that it fell off into your neighbor's garden. So therefore, if it does damage there, you're potter, you're an oinus. But if it has enjoyment there, yechayim to pay for the enjoyment that it had. That's a klal of nena. When your animal has enjoyment from somebody else, it's like your mishtashi, you had enjoyment also. Therefore, you have to pay for the enjoyment that the animal had. Yodo kedarka vezeka. Let's say, though, it went down the normal. It wasn't an oinus that you are sure went down to your neighbor's chatzar. But it was a normal. Yodo kedarka went down normally into your neighbor's gina. The hezeka did damage there. Then your chayiv. It's not called an oinus anymore. You're a pesheyon. Therefore, meshalem es mashezeka. You have to pay how much damage you did in your friend's garden. Now, Kate said, "Mishalem es mashezeka." How do you pay really for the mazik of shame? This is more or less like the mazik of shame that your shor went into your friend's gina, into his garden, and he ate up all his vegetables there. He ate up all his fruits. So, how much do you have to pay? So the Tanakam holds shomin beiso beyosa soda. You shuts up a field the size of a beiso. And you say like this, your animal only ate up one row in the whole beiso. So you say like this, kamahoysa yofa vakami yofam. How much would a person buy this whole beiso of 50 amos by 50? How much would a person pay for the whole beiso with missing this one row or with the one row? That's not such a big difference. If you look upon how much the one row of tefuah by itself is worth, could be it's worth $50. But we don't pay that much. You have to pay, what's the difference of the price of a field, the whole beiso, whether it has this one more row or whether it's missing one row. Then could be the damage is only $20. That's all you have to pay. And we dash in a pasuk like this, Rashi says, you have to evaluate it according to another field. You don't pay for the actual damage of this row that your animal ate up, but you have to evaluate it against the whole field. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, "Ochla peiros gemurim mishalemes peiros gemurim." Rabbi Shimon says, "If you ate peiros gemurim." If your animal ate up finished fruits that really does not need the field anymore, then Allah is Meshalemis Peres Gemurim. Then you have to pay how much those fruits are worth. In other words, if you ate up a whole row, let's say, of cucumbers, and the cucumbers were fully grown, so they don't have to be attached anymore. So then we don't evaluate it against the field. Only, but in so same. You go upon how much ate. Like Rashi says, Shekhvah Bishlo Kot Sarkun. If the fruit that your animal ate up was completely ripe already, so then mishalem es kol hazeka. You have to pay how much the fruit itself is worth. Ve'echa shemin and agav soda. When does a shemin hold? You evaluate it according to the field. Heicha diadayin la nigmru. That's only when the fruits that he ate are not finished, they're not fully ripe. So then they still need the field. Then we say, go after a beiso. How much is the beiso worth with it or without it? It's a very small difference. But when the fruit that he ate up is already finishedly fully ripe, that it doesn't need the field, then we don't look at the field. We just look at the fruit itself. So you have to pay according to how much fruit he ate. So the Gemara. Turn around one word like this. Ezel karo v'ezel shaloi karo. What's called he watched it fitting, and what's called not karo? Delish yechol lana bruch mitzui ezel karo. If he watched it with a door that could withhold the normal wind, that's called karo. The Mishnah says yapata. Shein yechol lama bruch mitzuya zeh shaloi karo. If the door is not even strong enough to hold up with a normal wind, then yechayiv. That's not called a shmir at all. That's not even called a shmir of chusa. So Gemara says, if so, Omer of Mani ba patish man tan. Who's the tan of our Mishnah that churas talking about by a muad? Then because all you're making here is just a shmir of chusa. It's not a real good watching. It's only a shmir chusa, a lesser type of a watching. It's only good from a ruach mitzuya. So who is the tana that holds muid? By a muid is sagale b'shmir chusa. That if the owner watches it with a shmir chusa, he's potter. Hatei Rabbi Yehudi, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The tana we learned like this, we had before. Koshru b'ol b'masayra. So the Bialim tied it up with a string. V'noya l'fonat kiron, he closed the door normally, which means he watched it from a ruach mitzuyam. The yotze v'zeik, and now the animal broke loose and did damage. So Tanakam Rav Meir holds, echot tam v'yechad mu'ez chayiv. Viva Rav Meir. Whether the shor was a tam or a mu'ez, still the baal hashor is chayiv. Even though he watched it with a shmira p'chusa, Rav Meir holds that's nothing. It's not called a shmira. Since it's only could withhold this ruach mitzuya and not a ruach sheinu mitzuya, therefore yechayiv. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds tam chayiv muad potah. There's a difference that a tam tak is chayiv with the shemira chusam, but a muad is chayiv, but a muad is potah. Shenema, the pasuk says an extra pasuk by muad for lo yishmurem a bolov, that the bialim did not watch it at all. Then the bialim is chayiv, but v'shamer who's there? Here that the bialim watched it a little bit. As long as he made a shmir of chus, that's called the Bailam watched it, the Bailam watched it, therefore the lach is that the Bailam is potter. So our Mishnah Churus calls according to Rabbi Yehuda that a tam is potter with a shmir of chus. Yeah. Rabbi Lezer, before we had Rabbi Lezer said no, ein lo shmir el asakin. He holds that a muid has no shmir unless you kill it. There's no way to watch it. Whatever happens to it, you're still chayiv. So we must say this now. Afilo temer Rabbi Meir could be no. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds that by keren or shmira p'chusa is nothing. He is still chayy for keren, but maybe that's only when Yeshua does damage with his keren, whether it's a tam, whether it's a muad yichayif. But shani shein v'regel. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about only the hezek of shein v'regel, and here it's different. Tehatera miyata b'shmirasan. By shein v'regel, even Rabbi Meir agrees that if the owner watched it, even the Shmira Chusa, that's enough. Because the Torah took away the Shmira. What's the Raya? The Torah says like it's enough or less of a Shmira. The Yomer, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yomer, Lover Masih, and Tonon, the Mishnah, the Raya, we learned, Abod, Devorim, HaTorah, Mietzah, Mishmirasim. There are four things that the Torah was lenient with its Shmira, even less of a Shmira is enough. The Elohim, these are the four things. Bor, the Mazik of Bor, V'yesh, the Mazik of Eish, Shein V'regel. Bor, what's the Mazik of Bor? The Siddur Pasuk says, Ki yiftach ish bor, person opens up a bor. Oy ki yichrish bor, as a person digs a bor. V'lo yechasenu, does not cover it. That's when you chayiv. Mashmir, you didn't do anything. Ho ki so potter. But mashmir, if you covered it, even a smaller type of a covering, still you potter. So by bor, a shmir of chusa helps. Eish, where's the proof by the mazik of Eish? Tehsir, the pasuk says, Shalim yishalim hamavri asabera. You have to pay if you hamavri asabera, you lit the field. That means kamat ad the other came maver. You only chayiv that's considered like you yourself lit the other field, which means you're a pasheya. But as long as you made even a shmira p'chusa, so it's not called like you went to lit the other one's field. Therefore, you're potter. And Rashi says came maver means b'tshia. You only chayiv if you are a pasheya. If you watched it a shmira p'chusa, you're not a pasheya anymore. L'maisi, you watched it a little bit. Therefore, by the mazik of Eish, also you're potter. Shame. How do I know by the mazik of shame when the animal eats something that you're potter if you made a shmir of chusa? The pasuk says again, ubiya bistay acher, that like your field, your animal went and ate up bistay acher in somebody else's field. So it's mashma at the oven chain until you did it, ubiya, until you made it like go and destroy in the other one's field. Rashi says, kain ubiya means, kain shiachlenu lebehem to be a daim, kaloyma bibshiya. Mashma yoni chayav, like when you let your animal go into the other one's field, like you put him there, where you're a complete pasheya, then you chayav for a regal. But as long as you made a shmir chusa, you'd be potter. That's been the bashein. Regal, how do we know by regal? The pasuk says, v'sholach adiyavad kein v'sholach. Also the same thing, yoni chayav, if you're a shaleach, mashma pshiya, and not if you made a shmir chusa. So kids, our Mishnah is talking about Shein V'Regel. Shein V'Regel could be everybody agrees that a Shmira P'chusa helps. You only chayiv for Shein V'Regel if you're a Kena P'shiya. But as long as you're not a P'shiya, you'll be Potter. V'Tanya, we learn like this. V'Tanya V'Shilach, and the Potter says V'Shilach is their regal. It means the Mazik of regal, like we had before in our days. V'Chein, whoever the Potter goes and says, M'shalach V'Regel HaShav V'Chamor. Ubiya is the Hashem. The Potter says Ubiya means the Mazik of Shein. V'Chein, whoever the Potter goes and says, K'ashay Yivar HaGol Ola Tumai. So Dasha now, time of the Yovet came to Shilach Abir. When are you chayiv the Baal HaShor? If your HaShor does damage with its regal, with the Shein, where the Baalim is the Pasheya, he did something wrong. Hola Yovet Lai, but if the Baalim didn't do anything wrong, he, even though he only made a Shmir of Chusa, he's not called the Pshiya, therefore be put. Omar Rabbi says, Mas Nisim Namidek, I have a proof from our Mishnah also. Diktoni, he says, Namishnah, Soin, It says in the Mishnah, "Hakoyin is tzoyin l'dir tzoyin michti v'shor kras kinon." The whole parable, the whole mesecta so far, we're talking about a shore. Shor shenoyin chazapara. We're talking about a shore. The shor kras kinon. The osi nisni shore. And we learned all the time about a shore. Maishna the tiny tzoyin. How come here our Mishnah automatically all here changes around to a tzoyin, to a sheep? Lav mishum the Torah miyata v'shmiroson. The Torah was a mayat in its shmir over here. What does that mean? Lav mishum dekan keren like sivbo. Shein v'regelu de sivbo. Because our Mishnah is not talking about the mazik of keren. Our Mishnah is talking about the mazik of shein v'regel. Or kamash malon the shein v'regel the muadimu shmamina. The shein v'regel is a muad right away. And that's the chiddush here that you're chayiv only with your pesheya. But if you make even a shmir of chusa, still you potter. So Rashi says, "Askin of Yosim is kula pirkan on ashta." In the whole parak until now, the whole mesechta we're talking about. Sure, how come now we start talking about soin? So Rashi says, "Soin is the pshat is the ein azek elam b'shein v'regel." Soin, small sheep like they can't gore anybody. All the damage that soin could do is only shein v'regel. That's the pshat. Our Mishnah changes now to talk about a soin because that's talking about only the mazik of shein v'regel and not the mazik of keren. Therefore, our Mishnah is good according to everybody. True for Keren, you'll be chayiv with the Shemir of Chusa. But our Mishnah changes now to Tzoyin, sheep. Sheep doesn't do damage with its horn. Sheep only does damage with its eating or regal. Therefore, the Bailam would be potter with the Shemir of Chusa. Tanya will learn like this. Tanya will learn like this. Omer Rebbe Yeshua. Arbo Devorim Ho'isa Ison Potter B'din Yodim Chayim B'din Yishmayim. There are four things that somebody does that is Potter B'din Yodim Chayim B'din Yishmayim. One of these, yeah, Rashi says, why Kesav the Groma B'din Zokin Potter? There are these cases that sit like a Groma B'din Zokin and a Groma B'din Zokin is Potter. One of these things, the Elohim Ha'apoyrit Geder B'fnei B'emes Chaveroi. If you go down to your friend's corral and you break down the gate in order that the animal should go out to do damage. So you're a gorim there, you caused it, but you're potter b'din yodim. V'ha'koyfeis koymosah shechaver b'fnei adleika. If there's a fire going by, and you see somebody else's field growing with nice, long, tall corn, and you go and bend over the corn now, so now the fire will reach it and burn it up. So again, you didn't put it into the fire, you just bent over the corn, that now the fire will reach it, so you're called the gorim. You caused the damage, but you didn't do it, therefore you put them within a yodim. If you hire false witnesses to say edus, to hire somebody money, also you're only a gorim, and therefore you put them within a yodim. If you know edus, that your friend owes somebody money, and you don't say the edus, you hold it back, so you call the girl for somebody to lose out money, and Groma bin Izak, and we all just put him in Yodam, but Chai in Shemayim. Omar, what we just say, Ha'poyritz gedeb if ne beim eschadeiro, somebody goes and breaks down the wall of somebody else's corral, so it says that you're potter. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, because so worried that the wall was a strong wall, so Fred Gemara, but didn't Yodam Namin Chayiv? You should be chayim b'dini yodim also, like you did damage. So Rashi learns pshat. Rashi says, "I be kaisel bari b'dini yodim lechayiv. Me you are kaisel. I call upon you. You should be chayiv for the wall. You broke down a good wall. Tov yadayim of it. That's not a groma. That's a mazik yadayim." Rashi learns, "We have behemah lekul meimah demechayiv v'nechlami on the behemah taki yepoto." The Tanana, this we learn, peretzu a listen poto. The listen broke down the door and it goes out. That's a poto because it's a groma. So now we can say yechayiv. So the Gro here brings down that Pirish Chepirish Toisus Khan. He says Kosa Shom Deishloim. The Toy says it's shat to say even on the behemah Yechayiv. Well, the Dama Lamasnisin Demari Beniskeho. Can there be more? Rambam Biyaf Beniskeho Mechayiv Kam Yishun Demiskavin. That is a chiluk. Where you are miskavin could be there. It's not called groma. Groma is only potuli, not miskavin for the damage. But there that you miskavin could be a bichayiv for the behemah also. The whole point of Rashi says, no, on the behemah, your potter, that's still called the grom here, you only chayiv on the coast. That's Gemara's kasha. You may have a coast, so borrow your strong wall, but then you other not chayiv, you chayiv, but then you also. You broke down a wall. So why does it say your potter here? Elo, the case that we're talking